So the CPI came in at 4%, which meant most of the economists got it about right, but we can't escape the fact it's still a mile too high and we're in a double-dip recession. Of course, former Finance Minister Stephen Joyce back with us. Morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike.
How are you? I don't like the reportage. Everyone said it's the lowest level in 3 years, which technically, of course, is true, but that's nothing worth celebrating, is it?
Well, it's certainly a strange target to be trumpeting, I agree, because it's been pretty high. I think you just look straight past it. It's just people writing headlines quickly, you know, within 15 minutes of the thing coming out.
How much should we be worried about the 4% versus the 5.8, which is the non-tradable?
I think that's the concern, the non-tradable. So the good news, yes, definitely tradable inflation down, and you know, you've got to take it. But the bad news is non-tradable inflation is too high. It's nearly 6% still and didn't move down much. So It's pretty much what it was last quarter. So that's troubling for the Reserve Bank, and frankly, it's troubling for the economy.
Yeah.
And I think clearly now, I mean, people still sort of whisper it, but it's stagflation. That's what we got.
It's exactly what it is. Why don't they say, every economist I talk to at the bank goes, it's trending in the right direction. And I mean, although once again, that 5.9 to 5.8 is technically true, we're in desperate trouble.
Well, we're certainly in a difficult spot, and frankly, the Reserve Bank's now in a pretty difficult spot because there's plenty of evidence of people hurting. It's not showing up in the headline unemployment numbers yet, but you know, you don't have to go far around regional New Zealand to hear stories of businesses and communities struggling, and there's definitely people with mortgages will be sitting there looking at this and going, oh, God. Because it means a higher interest rate track for longer, I would say. So on the one hand, the Reserve Bank's got plenty of examples of people in pain out there. But on the other hand, nobody's going to thank them if they ease off prematurely and then we end up back here 6 or 12 months later. And so nobody's going to thank them for that. And they need to get out and say that. I think their communication has been very average, and I think the governor and his crew actually have to get out and say, well, look, it's higher than that we wanted, and it's going to be a bit higher for longer.
Well, last time we talked to him, he said it's all going to plan.
Well, he always says that. It's always going to plan. This whole thing's gone to plan, apparently. The trouble is people stop listening to you when you say that all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that's a challenge for the bank as well. Look, the problem I've got, as I say, is that they need to just hang on as long as they can to try and beat back inflation, but then they have to get rates down to keep the economy resuscitated. But actually, the fundamental challenge is you've got, the government is actually, it's tough on people, but the government is doing the right things and shrinking the public sector. That's important,
yeah.
Because that was very inflationary as well. The private sector is doing what the governor wants, which is reining itself in. But somewhere we have to start getting a growth story back into this as well. And the only way to do that is going to be to open up to more investment, and some of that investment from onshore, some of it domestically. And that's going to take a little while. So that's got to be the focus for policymakers, is how do they get investment happening.
Always a pleasure. Appreciate it very much. Stephen Joyce, former finance minister, of course.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.